Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, October 12th. Iowa has set up a text-to-911 system for wireless phones. Officials say 94 of Iowa's 113 emergency call centers can accept text messages from at least one wireless phone carrier. The remaining centers are expected to have that capability by the end of the year. The Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management oversees Iowa's 911 program, working with local public safety agencies and wireless carriers to build a statewide network and make text-to-911 technology possible. Six wireless carriers can or soon will be able to provide customers with the ability to text 911. The carriers are AT&T, iWireless, Sprint, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, and Verizon. More information on the Text to 911 program is available at homelandsecurity.iowa.gov. The program is not yet available in Scott County, but is available in Clinton, Cedar, and Muscatine counties. Iowa Department of Human Services Director Jerry Foxhoven on Wednesday described the bad morale that's afflicting Iowa's child protection workers, who are charged with investigating reports of child abuse. Since assuming the top DHS post, Foxhoven has been visiting individually and in groups with the social workers who he says sometimes lack basic tools such as smartphones to aid their work in the field. He says some have not met personally with the top DHS official since the days of the Tom Vilsack administration.
Morale is not good, as I'm sure you can imagine. Morale hasn't been very good. Their caseloads are somewhat high, and they're just bureaucratically worn out, you know, by the bureaucracy that we have.
Foxhoven told the Council on Human Services he is looking for ways to streamline office operations to free up funds to hire additional social workers. But a Democratic state senator on the council pointed out that DHS field operations were cut by $16 million this year, most of which pays for workers on the ground. Hockey returns to the Quad Cities this weekend. The Mallards will begin their 21st season overall and fourth in the ECHL with home games against Toledo and Tulsa. Herb Trix reports.
For Phil Axtell, this will be his first full season as head coach after taking over from Terry Bruskowski halfway through last season. And his main goal for the season, that sounds simple, is just to make the playoffs.
I just want to get better as the season goes on. I don't want to peak at Christmas or peak in February. I want to continually get better, whether it's baby steps, and as long as we're hitting our stride come playoffs.
Game one is against Toledo on Friday night at the Tax Slayer Center in Moline, followed by the Saturday night game, also at home, against Tulsa. I'm Herb Trix.
The Betplex Indoor Sports Complex is partnering with a Texas company to offer bowling and arcade games. City and company officials broke ground yesterday. Scott and Jennifer Emily own High Five Lanes and Games in Austin. They will own and operate the two-story, 50,000-square-foot facility now being built next to the Betplex at Middle Road and I-80. It will include bowling, laser tag, and arcade games, along with a restaurant and lounge. Scott Emily says this will attract families in town for sports tournaments and Quad Cities residents looking for entertainment.
This will become the destination for birthday parties, events, and then also things like leagues and even just open play. If we want to enjoy a Saturday or a Sunday or even a, you know, maybe an off day that we have on a Wednesday night, this is the place to go.
Construction crews broke ground for the Betplex in July. Betplex chairman Doug Kratz expects the roughly $50 million complex to employ up to 200 people. The complex should open by June 1st. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.